Welcome to the Pup and Paws Cast. I'm Sheila Scruggs. We have Nancy Friant today. She is a foster cat mom with ARF, and we're going to talk about the habitats around the Upper Cumberland and how you can see them in person and maybe adopt a new cat or dog. Tell me a little bit about the habitats. I know there's a couple around town, and are they just cat habitats?
Yes, we just have cats. You can put a cat in a habitat a little bit easier. They're a lot easier for the pet stores, for their staff to look in on them and kind of make sure they're fine. Each habitat has its own litter box, food, water, and then we have like a condo or a bed or, you know, and then they have enrichment stuff too. So, I mean, the cats are super happy cats. Because I know you see them in the pet stores. We have a location at Petco and Jackson Plaza, and then we have a location at PetSmart in the new Eagles Point Shopping Center. And then we also have a local pet store. It's Cumberland Pet Essentials, and they're right there on Willow. And they have also started taking a cat at a time to help try to find homes for them. These habitats are actually really, really important to ARF because, yes, people do go online and they will search through our applications and things like that, but a lot of people are very picky about their animals, which mm-hmm. is great. We're totally okay with that. But if they can see these animals actually interacting with other animals, and even like at PetSmart, they actually have a playroom where you can go in and play with the kittens and the cats and meet them and get to know them before you fill out an application. So it's kind of one of those things where we can help tailor people, especially for people who are trying to keep a cat that or try to find a certain temperament in a cat to fit into their home.
So this helps them kind of see what personality they have. And how has it helped ARF? I know when you guys started, and let me clarify too, I know you take care of cats and the habitats are with cats, but ARF has dogs too.
Yeah, ARF does have dogs. And we actually partner with Petco. The Petco Foundation is so wonderful to ARF. They are wonderful. They've helped us with by purchasing vans for transport, and they let us do events on Saturdays. And you'll see ARF at events on Saturdays, and we will bring dogs. Like, we have one coming up this Saturday, and we'll be at Petco from 12 to 5, and people can come in and meet these animals, and we can set up meetings so people can bring their current pets, if they have other pets in the house, to be able to meet the other pets and try to see how they're going to interact a little bit, and so we make sure there's no aggression or anything like that with a new pet coming in.
So you've noticed that this type of like habitat, and then your weekly, is it a weekly visit?
So they do bi-weekly at Petco.
Okay, yeah. Bi-weekly at Petco that you can see them on Saturdays. But you've noticed a difference in adoptions. They probably went up since you started doing this.
Yeah, so especially cat adoptions. So cats kind of get a bad rep. we all know, we've heard of catitude.
Yes.
It's a thing.
Which is cats, why I like them.
Yeah, yeah, and they have personalities. Cats are, they're insane, but they're wonderful, and they just have like, such a personality. And a lot of times people don't realize that cats can vary so greatly across the board as to what you're going to get in a cat.
Right, and it's not like dogs where you know a certain breed has this temperament in general.
Yeah.
Cats are their own person, so to speak, or their own kitty.
Yeah.
But I love them. They can be just as loving.
Or more loving. So we do foster, and we've had litters of kittens at a time. At one point last year, we had 20 kittens in our house.
Oh, wow.
Because I bottle feed. I work with the neonatals. And so I'll have, you know, a litter of itty-bitty babies, and then I'll have, you know, a litter that's almost ready for adoption at the same time. So one morning I woke up, and I literally had 12 kittens in my bed. And it was glorious. Like, I was like, I'm in heaven. This is wonderful. I have all these tiny fuzzy friends. And, Bless my husband. Bless him.
Does he help you out with that? Does he understand your love?
He does volunteer with our... We have a son, so a lot of times he can't really be as involved as I am because somebody's got to hang out with Alex. He's only four, so, you know, it's one of those things where somebody's got to watch the tiny human while my mom's doing stuff.
And talk about why you do that and why you foster. I mean, it makes room for other cats when you get them adopted.
Yeah, so I grew up on a farm, and our farm is out in White County, and my grandmother and my mom still live on the farm, but growing up, we kind of, like, we had pets, but we never got to have companion pets. They were working pets.
Right.
Like, everything had a purpose. And the only cats we were allowed to have were barn cats. So I would go up in the loft and spoil the barn cats. Like, I'd be nothing without Arf. I am not going to sit here and glorify myself at all. Arf is so wonderful.
But you help them and the kitten so much, too.
I do. And I've made some wonderful friends. Because these people, like, they have the biggest hearts. And, like, when we have to tell somebody no, because we're full. Right now, Arf, we're full right now. Kitten season hit us really hard. We've got about 125 cats in ARF right now, give or
take.
When
somebody hears that, I think they don't understand, well, why do you have so many?
Because we get people that call us and say, hey, I found a litter of kittens, or hey, there's these kittens. And the thing is especially like in the city limits, you know, you don't think about it. You think these, oh, well, animal control picks them up. ARF covers the entire Upper Cumberland.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pulling from Warren County, White County. White County doesn't even have a shelter that accepts cats at all. They only accept dogs. And Stephanie's doing wonderful things there. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
she's wonderful. ARF does both.
Right.
And I mean...
And I love that you guys do have a place where they can go and learn about their personalities. You can go online, too. It's
AARF-TN.com.
At the top, it says adoptable cats and adoptable dogs, so whatever you want.
And there's a nifty, nifty little pull-down that says volunteer.
Yeah.
Or donate. You know, I know not everybody has extra time to volunteer. We live in a busy world, you know? We have kids. We have things going on.
If somebody can donate financially, too, how do you guys use that? What does that help with?
It helps with vet bills. It helps with transport. When we pull these animals, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, you pull the best ones. No, we pull the vulnerable ones, and we send them to – we have adoption partnerships with a lot of different places. Most of them are north of us.
And that's fine because if they're not getting adopted here, you're saving their life by moving them up north.
Yeah, and they're a no-kill adoption partner. So that's a guaranteed, you know, if they don't get adopted, they still have a home, they still have vet care, they still have a life, you know, and it's so much better than them having to suffer in a shelter day after day. The shelter is just really, really busy, like tens of animals daily. We're getting 7 to 8 calls a day with people going, my cat had kittens, and that's great. Your cat had kittens, you know, we can help you out. But we need fosters, you know. We need fosters because we're a foster-based rescue. All of these cats stay in a foster home. And that's also another reason why the habitats are such a useful tool for us, because we are foster-based. We don't have a brick-and-mortar shop where you can just walk in and meet our dogs.
And you go back to the habitat and help clean, too.
Yes, we have volunteers that go in every day, except at Pet Essentials, because the owner takes care of them.
ARF is the only one at Petco, and then there's a few others at PetSmart along with ARF.
Yeah, so we've partnered with the Petco Foundation, and they're great, and they help us, and they give us grants. And when you walk into Petco, over to the left, there's the habitat with these cats, and you see these cats. Well, those are ARF cats. Those are cats that have been in a foster home and are ready to go to their forever home. We can give you an idea of the animal's quirks, the animal's personalities. You know, I need a fluffy, lovey cat. Well, you need to check out this cat.
Go to the habitats, check them out. Go online, AARF-TN.com.
Yes.
And check out the available dogs
yeah.
and cats.
And volunteer. Be their voice. Be the one who volunteers. Be the one who spreads awareness. You know, if you don't have time to foster, if we get it, you don't have time to volunteer, donate. You know, give us your coffee money. $5. I mean, that's a bag of cat food, and every penny counts.
Thank you so much, Nancy Friant. She's a foster cat mom with ARF. And go by and visit their habitats, too, at PetSmart, Petco, and Cumberland Pet Essentials in Cookeville. That is close to Save-A-Lot in that parking area.
Yep.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you.
The Pup and Pawscast is always brought to you by Dog & Company. Visit them online to find out more. Dog-co.com.